So I'm here with Simba Malambu, Fleet Town striker. Simba, tough day for you today. Come away to St Ives, lost the game 2-0. Talk me through your feelings afterwards.
Of course, we're disappointed not to come here and at least get some points. It's a long trip from where we come from. But we can be proud of our performance more than anything else. I mean, we were more than a match for a side that are tipped to be right up there, right around the top of the table. So in terms of competing and being more than a match for the team that we played, we had a lot of the ball and we can be pleased with our performance. So disappointed with the result, of course, because I'd like to take something away, but still lots to work on.
And you say you're proud of the performance. Obviously, you're the captain, Sim, and Wednesday's performance obviously was clearly nowhere near good enough. How did you personally get round the lads and sort of rally them up for today's game? Because I imagine that's a tough job to do.
Yeah, it's always difficult, especially right in the mix of, when you're on the pitch. Things are said at half-time. Obviously, the gaffer and the coaches had their bits to say. Obviously, we had to listen because we weren't good enough. But when you're on the pitch, tempers are high and you're just trying to get through it. Personally, like to always talk to players and just carry each other through, whether that be through making good challenges, working hard, trying to get back to the football we know we can play. Of course, it was difficult. And with how the first half went, we needed that half time to come round. So again, it was more about putting that right today, which we did through everyone's performance. Had a lot of people worked really hard, and again, although we didn't come away with anything, it gives us plenty to take forward to the weekend.
And you say about putting it right on the pitch. I've watched the game today, and I think you've more than a credible performance. Just talk me through your feelings around the overall 90 minutes.
We had a lot of the ball. And I think it was just a bit of game management at times from our point of view. We were attacking, we were pressing. And to be fair, we were only beaten by a quality strike from their first goal and a bit of a scrap from a corner. So quality-wise, there weren't a lot missing. And we had chances ourselves. I missed a great sort of one-on-one early on, and it's quite difficult as a striker. It's always one of those where you score early, then it could change the game. But we kept on making chances. Could have tested the keeper a bit more. But again, it's all things to work on, and it is early in the season. What's good to see is that we're back to playing like we know we can, and we can try and take that into the next game on Tuesday.
Sim, you say about your chances. Obviously, you've had a header in the second half that's gone in. You're deemed to be offside. A few people obviously around the ground saying you should never be offside from a cross. What's your thoughts?
I don't think I was. At the end of the game, myself and the and centre back from the opposing side had a bit of a laugh and a joke because I'd run off him, and he thought he was in a bad position. So harsh, but it's one of those things. Sometimes it does happen. Obviously, at the time of the game where that would have made it 1-1, I think it would have made it 1-1. It would have changed the game potentially. But these things happen, so you just try again and keep going and hope that chance arises and can stick it away.
And I suppose finally, Sim, feelings and sort of thoughts around the dressing room from the players looking ahead to Tuesday night's game against Beaconsfield?
Very positive. Like I said, we put a good account of ourselves today, especially after our disappointing first half on Wednesday in the week. So what we can do now is just take that on to the next game and make sure our levels of performance are as good